Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. With us tonight is the extremely fabulous and powerfully arousing correspondent, LL Coco 2000, who writes a column in one of Pittsburgh's weekly papers about bringing people together, both relationship-wise and sexual-wise. So, LL, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And in the previous weeks, while you've been on assignment, I understand that you've traveled all around the sort of greater Pittsburgh and even beyond areas, meeting lonely people, meeting people who may have parts of their lives together, but who are still missing some essential something. And the essential thing is a caring relationship with someone who loves them back. And you, because you're a student of the human condition, and because you understand so much about how what people need and want, you're able to find two people who are broken parts of a whole, put them together, and create something greater than the sum of its parts.
That was some of the finest ass kissing I've ever heard on the show.
I need a hanky.
Well, thank you. I was actually
very spiritual.
The reason I introduced you like that is because I'm wondering whether you find my new haircut extremely sexually attractive.
I would like to rub it.
Really?
For those listeners who can't see DJ Enigma's haircut, I'd like to point out that right now he looks somewhat like the unholy offspring of a cue ball and a peach.
And the Play-Doh machine.
But his haircut seems to have worked his magic on DJ LL Coco Loco.
So, but when you walked into our studios, were you thinking sort of scary, freakish, angry skinhead, or were you thinking powerfully arousing, you know, talk show host, elite athlete, French model? I mean, what were the first thoughts that came into your mind when you saw me?
Yummy, there's Corey.
Wow. Well, by Corey, you meant DJ the Enigma. Corey is the name that I used before I went through my spiritual training in India. By the way, I think there's a nitrous oxide leak in here or something. I want to say a very, very special warm hello to my high school teacher friends who are out there listening to our program tonight. Welcome to Pittsburgh.
DJ the Enigma, are they sex teachers?
Well, you know, in high school, I think that, you know, while you're on the surface teaching a specific subject like math or computer science, deep down, you're actually a parent, a counselor, a friend, a guiding force to these students' lives. And so,
are you trying to hint that just by being a sexual being in the guise of teacher, you can't help but educate the young people?
Yes, exactly. And I think, actually, you know,
I failed to notice any sexual beings among my high school teachers.
Well, you know, I noticed there were a few sexual beings. You know, my gym teacher was a little bit too sexual, and he had to be
removed.
He changed careers, but
he's now a priest.
You know, I think that our country has a very negative attitude, in fact, about sex in high school. I mean, you know, Jocelyn Elders was fired, for example, because she thought it would be a good idea that high schools teach kids about masturbation and how masturbation would be a good thing, right? Surely you're aware of this.
That was a long time ago already.
Well,
yes, but scars run deep in the American psyche.
Yeah, you'll notice that masturbation
there's no
AP masturbation, you know, there's no advanced masturbation classes in high school.
As a matter of fact, DJ Enigma, tonight I was at the bookstore looking at the sex books to get primed up, so to speak. Didn't see anything. Well, there was one book, The Joy of Solo Sex, one lone book.
Really?
The Lonely Solo.
And this is at Barnes & Noble or some other,
yes, Barnes
some
&
other
Noble.
Divey place like that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So you're saying that in some sense...
Well, there's a division. There's a forced division among the sexes. If you saw Maureen Dowd's op-ed column this week, she did a big piece on the proliferation of men's magazines, and she interviewed editors of men's magazines, and they talked incessantly about how they felt they needed to make a stand for men in this, you know, sea of women's magazines, and they had equally enthralling topics like sex, wings, beer, and
okay. Whereas stand for men really means Shannon Doherty in a tube top on the cover, right?
Oh no, she's yesterday's news.
Yeah, really.
Okay, perhaps Dawson's Creek cutie.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Thank you.
How about that? Patty Duke in a one piece. Right?
With
Patty
a little
Duke
skirt
in a onesie.
Right? So, I'm sorry. Your
little,
your explanation, your tragical explanation confused me. Men's magazines, women's mag, which?
Maxim details, gear.
Let's try
as
to bring this back
to Cosmo L. Mirabella.
Let's try to bring this back to masturbation, though.
Oh, okay. well, already Playboy and Penthouse.
So when you go home tonight and you're thinking about your experience here in the studio, will you think about me and my shaved head and masturbate to that image?
So I'm really curious. What level was the number on the shaver?
Two.
When
this was a two.
That was a two.
Was the shaver?
I might shave myself.
Really?
When I go home.
You're
inspired by.
Of course. Your head or the entire sort of bodily region. we'll get back to
please,
that.
Please. This is a family show.
So what are these teacher friends of yours? What are you training them?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go into too much detail, so I don't want to incriminate them. And that, in fact, is why I am tonight called the Enigma.
DJ Enigma.
For those of you out there who'd like to try to experience or understand the Enigma, feel free to give us a call at the studio at 621-9728. Or for those of you on a Carnegie Mellon campus phone system.
If you're some kind of clueless high school teacher that doesn't know how to use the phone, the number is
8 WRCT, whatever that is.
Right, 89728.
Okay.
Same deal.
Right.
The campus phones don't have the little letters next to them?
They do. But the key is just to dial the 8, extension 89728. You don't need to dial the whole 9-digit, or how many digits? 7-digit.
7 digits.
I'm going to make an Excel chart about that and bring it back next time I'm on.
It's very confusing. So I noticed you're not calling. Please call in. Hello, Coco.
So, DJ Enigma.
So you've brought together hundreds of columns, hundreds of people, hundreds of lonely, sad people in your column and brought a little happiness into their lives.
Unfortunately, there are still hundreds of more lonely, sad people, hundreds out there. And, in fact, in one of my recent columns, I did a piece on special interest entrants that I had. Some people who... entrance participants,
oh, like rare,
applicants.
No.
Special interest, are we talking like squid? How special
are these? Bestiality, you know.
Really?
No. Actually, I haven't had any of those, but feel free to send in your application to the city paper.
I have a comment that I'll suppress. Please continue. It's just that when you're interested in something like that, you don't want to meet someone else who is also interested in that because they're likely to be a freak. You need to meet somebody like really normal and cool.
Or you're the only normal person
who is secretly interested in squid or whatever, right? I mean,
but if the only thing
let's explore that a little bit.
If the only thing that gets you off is a squid, right? Like you have no choice.
You can
run, but you got to come back underneath to the squid eventually.
This is totally key. That what gets me off are people who are into squids but are in sort of denial about it.
See, but not everybody's like you, DJ the Enigma.
It must be hard to find companions.
Well, indeed, that's
the purpose of the show.
That's what makes DJ the Enigma's life such a hero's journey.
And that's why I am called the Enigma.
But back to these
special
interests.
Can I get back to my story?
Please do.
So I wrote special appeals. I think I mentioned last time I was here about the 80-year-old applicant, and I have, a need for lesbians, and...
Don't we all? Quite a dime every time I heard that.
And...
Holy heck. Hang on.
Should we stop talking?
We're having an episode. Anyway, so one of my special appeals was a woman who was described herself as 5'11" and equally comfortable in a ball gown as she is in blue jeans. Mm-hmm. And I had an applicant who had sent in two applications who actually called to request number six. And
number six being the woman
in question. And I thought Mr. Rogers was calling when I heard his voice on the other end of the line, and I'm really, judging from his picture and his voice, trying to imagine what he's really looking for.
I'd like to point out, it is actually possible that Mr. Rogers could be calling you. He does live in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, but I believe he's happily married.
Well,
really?
I thought. Maybe
well, perhaps
not.
Sure, but
yeah, who knows? He might be listening. Yeah. Mr. Rogers, if you'd like to call in. The
please feel free to call and dispel the nasty rumors that your marriage is crumbling as we speak.
Or held together by the flimsy reed of infidelity.
So you had this man call in. He actually called you up. Do people often, is that part of the protocol?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Sure, because it's easier to call than to actually write a letter, although I have had some interesting letters. One of the women who I wrote about actually wrote me to tell me the story of her three relationships that have gone south since she sent in her original application.